Oh, yes. So this week we have a special guest, Mr. Gordy, and he did have a wonderful A&B selection for us this week. Because, we like to sing. I can't sing for shit. Y'all know this by now. Rahsaan is the vocalist of the group, though, but But Gordy had a good A&B selection for the girls this week. So go ahead.
So yes, we have chosen. I'm telling them what that we have chosen, correct?
You go ahead.
Yes, the American Idol. Kelly Clarkson is the American Idol, but the other American Idol, Miss
Yes.
Fantasia. When
That's
I
right.
see you, oh, and do I have to sing too? Because Clifton, that's all you.
You know what then? Okay. Come on, Rasan. You know how we do it. Put your picture on your mirror. Start to blush when somebody said my name. When I walked in the door, ooh, girl, I gotta get the lyrics. I go the other way.
Oh, no, he's it.
Let's get to
I'm
the
neither.
good part. I'm not gonna run now. Oh,
Okay.
girl, I sound like a damn Muppet dying, going through a garbage disposal. Anyways, y'all know what this is. This is our ratchet show, Peaches, Diamonds, and Champagne on my. This week, I am, who am I this week? I am Dorit's tacky ass Chanel collar. And who are you this week, Rasan?
I am the insomnia that was cured by the shows this week.
Girl, because I fell asleep twice on Sunday. And who are you this week, Gordy?
I am Crystal's dialogue of the first episode. Not here.
A
Okay,
word.
I was gonna say, I forgot that she was even there. Like, she was just kind of like blink and you miss her. Like, I feel like Taylor Armstrong had more scenes in Orange County than Crystal did, and Crystal is a housewife. She
See,
had more
and
scenes on what? And Orange County.
Auntie. Okay.
Justice for
I want
Noella.
you. Noelle. Bring Noelle back. Bring her back.
Bring her back. I love the
Bring her
chaos.
back. Bring her back so Heather can go off on somebody and just demolish them. Heather just cannot stand her, and I love it.
So tell
Heather,
us.
Heather, Heather, go on down to Beverly Hills and knock. Get rid of Dorit. I need some real rich people. Real rich people.
Yes.
Real.
We want rich crimes, not fake crimes.
Oh.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, we did have rich crimes with Erica's husband, but So, anyways, what got you into the Housewives fandom? What was the franchise that sucked you in?
My boyfriend, who Holly, he got me into Housewives, and it was actually in 2020. So I'm like new, but like I've done my
Oh, you're a
research.
baby. You're an infant.
I am a baby, but obviously Housewives has been part of pop culture, and pop culture is like my bread and butter. So I knew the Teresas, I knew the Tamaras, even the old girls from New York, even though I've never watched it, I'm probably never gonna go watch the old New York. But I definitely know who a majority of the big names are, but now that I got into it, I think the one that really drew me in was Potomac. Potomac in New Jersey. I know that's a weird combo, but those two are the ones that drew me in. And then we hopped on the Miami bandwagon, and then everything else just came in from there. The only one that I have not watched at all was, like I said, the old New York. Everything else I brushed up on. And or watch just like the reunions, because that's pretty much it. I'm not about to watch 15 seasons of OC. I hopped in like season 11.
Clifton revisited all them seasons.
Did that the
Don't play.
pandemic actually forced me, because like when the pandemic started, I binged New Jersey from season one. All you could skip season six. Lord, that is still
Trash.
one of
Trash.
the worst
Twins?
Housewives seasons. Yes, with the twins. That was one of the worst Housewives seasons ever. I would say it's up there with season 13 of Atlanta. Worse. So I binged
season
that.
Season 6 is as with as bad as season 6 of Jersey was. Lucy, Juicy, Goosey.
Oh,
that season was horrible.
Yeah,
hated it. I was gonna quit after that season, but then they brought Garcelle. I said, "Damn!"
Oh my goodness. So you've been watching since the pandemic, and so you got Potomac. Who's your favorite girl on Potomac?
I know y'all are not about to agree at all, but I love Robin.
Okay.
That's
but I love her because she is so
ghetto.
I just love it when, especially when she pulled out that speaker last season. I said, "Oh, that's cemented." Like, she's messy and she'll deny it, but she'll still be messy, and that's okay.
Between the speaker,
don't care for her, but I enjoy her because she's just so tacky, effortlessly.
When she came in with that wig.
The same way I love Mia, okay? Because Mia's a liar to your face, and I love it.
I love Mia because you can't tell that bitch nothing because she can be like, okay, and what do you do with us kind of people? Nothing, because she's just going to be like, yeah, and?
Yeah, I sucked dick. Yeah, I stripped. Yeah, I got with this man for the money, so rock it. Like, that's exactly her attitude.
Smile with some piano keys that she calls teeth.
I mean, she might have cemented a few more seasons, though, with this whole her leaving her man for money because he got no more money. Because you know Housewives love that messy, and that's just...
And yes. I agree with it. If you're broke, I'm leaving. I'm out. Don't pay the bill. I can't write love in on the check.
Look, we already done struggled to get to adulthood. I'm not going to struggle with someone else. I can struggle all bad by myself. I'm not going to be jointly struggling with somebody. No. Mm-mm.
Ain't no strugglation over here.
So that's a good segue to these Potomac taglines that just came out today. And
I'm going to take a high note.
Candace, you really were trying to be candy with this whole, when they go low, I just hit high notes. I was like, I looked at my phone and I was like, be for real.
I may be small.
And then you got Ashley, which I don't know if this is a dig at Mia or if this is a dig at people's calling her a gold digger. You don't have to dig for gold when you shine this bright. Okay, you're still living in his house though, girl, under his name.
I just want to know where the shining's coming from. Is it from the forehead? Because... Pick yourself up, girl. Pick yourself up.
I can't really talk. I've got a big ass forehead too.
TikTok. When she came up with that tagline, she was dancing hard as hell up in the studio. Okay, trust.
Because
this TikToks are horrible. I don't have TikTok to see all her stuff, but I just see them on Twitter or whatever, on Instagram. And I'm like, who is? And why do you have Giselle, who's an even worse dancer, up on there too?
Giselle, with her Lifetime, if they ever did a Lifetime movie of Vanessa Williams and they need like somebody really low budget to play her, that's Giselle.
You know, I'm sad to say, I feel like she might have had the best tagline because incorporating your daughter's names and
that's lit. Cute. I'm no angel, but give me some grace and you'll learn to adore me. Like, no more streets. No more word on the street.
Well, Kyle didn't say in this town.
I was just about to say that because I was shocked. She said nothing about this town. Now, Miss Robin, your favorite, I just took a DNA test and it turns out I 100% don't care.
But it's so true, though. And that's why I love it. Her tagline isn't trying. It's just Robin really does not give a fuck.
She doesn't. Mia, it doesn't matter the size of our home. I'm always the queen of this castle. What castle? Castle Park? Scandia?
She needs to enunciate on her taglines. She needs to enunciate because I thought she said the queen of business. Okay. I was like, no, you ain't. I heard business, but whatever.
So the newest housewife, Nika or Neka, I can't pronounce this girl's name to save my life.
Take a sip.
Let
take
me
a
take a
sip.
damn
take
sip. I'm gonna be
sip.
high as shit before this shit is over.
As always, as usual.
Nigeria raised me. LA made me, and Potomac will remember me. I just hope that doesn't bite you in the ass that you become a one and done, but you know. Karen, the Grand Dame, I don't ride the fence, honey. I am the fence. You ride me. Okay. And then last but not least, Dr. Wendy, if you're going to test this professor, be prepared to fail. Okay, that was a cute one. But some of those ones were a choice. I'm excited to see what happens this Sunday. This whole Juan Dixon and the hotel room, the girl left her
Sunday?
Wallet. Yeah, the girl left her wallet and I pay for girl. Be for real.
Yeah.
If your man gave me that excuse and looked you dead in the face and said that, you're crazy as hell. So I know you would probably be popping
off. It's November 5th.
Wait, oh shit, that's the weekend after. So I eat a lot of weed and I'm old and I'm tired. I get my days mixed up. So forgive me. It's not this weekend, but next weekend.
I gotta sleep some more on Sunday for the second part, whatever this
transfer. Y'all forgive me. If y'all love New York, I'm trying, thankfully. I know Gordy really absorbed it and watched
so
it.
You only watch these new heifers?
Not these old New York. Not the old New York, no.
They could at least keep you awake, okay?
Yeah.
And every last one of the old New York ladies, they were drunk. Every last one, oh, okay?
Yeah. The only exposure I've gotten to those ladies was from the Ultimate Girls Trip. I've seen all the Ultimate Girls Trips, so I've gotten to see them like now, but I'm sure they were acting up back in the day when there was really no rules on TV, because they were on they were the second franchise, right? After
OC. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I know they were acting up back in the day too.
Oh, but don't get me started on Ramona, that racist bitch. But if you want to be mad, if you don't want to be mad, don't watch season 13. That season will piss you off. It was the season that they got Ebony K. Williams. She was the first black girl on that cast. And, you know, Ramona, she's old and most likely Trumpy. That's all I'm going to say.
Most likely.
That's right. She was kicking at the Mar-a-Lago. Never mind. Yeah, she's Trumpy. But, that's the thing with these shows with the old white women. You have to go into it realizing that most of these white women probably voted against what we like, but you know, I don't watch it for that. I watch it for the shenanigans and the mess. So you know,
exactly.
If I based my political views on these women, I probably watch one franchise.
Atlanta.
probably Potomac. Atlanta ain't really given.
That's true. We'll say that for another day. But in these streets right now, speaking of podcasts, I feel like everybody just wants to have a podcast now. Bethanini.
No.
I'm not listening to it. I'm not doing it.
I don't like the two of them. Them two together, no. Nini by herself, I can do. Bethany by herself, no thank you. But them together, absolutely no thank you.
No.
It should be called Nini and Nick. Have you seen Bethany's neck? She got that with them little rooster thingamajigs, you know? I don't know what it's called.
The gobble.
The gobble. Okay, yes.
That's what call it. Well, hell, be out just in time for Thanksgiving, you know? But I just remember when Nene tried to do that other podcast, those homosexuals.
You don't need the light in the room when I'm the light in the room.
Seen that video?
Yes.
It was so bad. And
it's the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
There is another podcast that we listen to called The Read. It's one of my favorite podcasts. And I guess they talked about it this week's episode. They were talking about the Bethanini one there. Said, Didn't our people have to send them a cease and desist because it was called like the reading room or something like that? It was a little too close to that title, so that's why that shit never took off. But I just hope that with this podcast, it's not just the let's sit and just shit on everything that made us who we are for 6 to 10 episodes, because it's a limited podcast. And I'm just like, why don't you... I understand Housewives is a big part of your life, though, but like, if you're just spending all this time just shitting on it, like, it gets old and tired after a while. Like, talk about what you got going on now, what businesses you got, or who you fucking, what you doing, something. I don't want to hear you shitting on Andy Cohen. Well, girl, well, she got that little, is she still dating Father Africa?
I think she said on the Carlos King that they kind of went their separate ways.
AKA okay. The well ran dry.
Oh,
listen, he just wears sandals and pajamas. What does she expect?
You know what I'm interested in knowing? I want to know what kind of payout Nene and Bethany came to an agreement on, because they're both money hungry. So, and I know
a grand slam and $13.
Because yeah. I mean, when Bethany first started her podcast with that girl from that one Scandoval, whatever, didn't she make hella money but didn't pay her?
Oh, and it's so funny because she talked about how Andy and Bravo profit off of people's trauma, but you done brought Miss Rachel on your show, had her unload all of her trauma. That shit has so many advertisements during the show. I'm like, God damn, did I just hear it? It had like 10 advertisements on that one show.
What trauma does Rachel have? She spread that pussy.
I mean, Rachel's dumb for not knowing, obviously, that's going to make money. So whoever your management is, like, come on, read your contract, girl, because you've been on
TV.
And also Bethany, though, like, you can't bitch and complain about something that you're also doing. And you know that you're doing it, too. And I don't know what statement she put out, but she kind of like said, yeah, I know what I'm doing, sort of thing. When people were calling her out saying, you didn't pay Raquel, Rachel. She was like, yeah, I mean, I know what I'm doing.
Well, she had a dinner recently, and it was like Nene, Raquel, and a couple of other like random reality girls that are not really doing anything at the moment.
That picture looked like a family dinner in Montana with one random black hoe. Okay.
Who's dating somebody in the family?
Who was picking food in the bag?
Random black hoe. When I was with my aunt going to his family functions, being the only black person in the room. Oh, I'll never forget that one Christmas. His mama bought me a Nintendo Switch, right? So I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I'm going to be cool. But when she called Colin Kaepernick a crybaby, it took everything in me not to cuss her out and throw my plate in her face. And I was like, bitch, you got a Switch. You got Smash Brothers. You got all this shit. Don't fuck this up. That Switch is sitting right there. But, you know, it's just, I don't miss that. I can't do that again. I need seasoning in my next relationship.
Your boyfriend's so eloquent. He speaks so nicely. I can't believe it. Oh, cute little moon cricket.
And I hate this edible kick. This, I don't know what they call it, the drinking edible, whatever. It's kicking in really well right now. And I forgot my shitty word day. But let's get into these shows this week. Do you want to do New York or do you want to do Beverly Hills first?
Now, why would we start with the fun one or the better one?
Yeah, let's start with the New York. So the reunion was this Sunday. And if you forgot to take a melatonin, it would have worked for you just fine.
Oh, okay.
It started off
nothing.
Girl, it started off with, you know, the whole everybody getting ready, coming in. Sai got her food and shit. But Miss Uber came in hot. And them text messages had me weak when she was calling her Karen. But K-E-R-I-N.
K-E-R-I-N. Okay.
Now, if I was Uber, I would have put K-K-K-E-R-I-N. Because how are you going to sit here and apologize for voting for Donald Trump? You only apologize because you got caught, sweetie.
Okay.
You vote, you click, you circle that little bubble in with your full chest, girl. Stand in your bullshit, Miss Thang. Stand in it. And that is the thing that irritated me with this reunion was Cy and Aaron, to me, were not standing in their bullshit. If you're going to be the villain on a housewife show, I'm going to need for you to stand in your shit. When everybody, when Candy was ganging on Nene, when Nene was dead ass wrong at that reunion, Nene said, I said what I said, and it ain't changing over here. But okay. Cy and Aaron going to sit there and be like, oh, I understand that. And then Cy kind of turned on Aaron, and Cy was like, you're full of shit. You don't stand up for shit. And I was like, ooh, not me. Starting to agree with the hungry bitch.
What was the theme for the attire? Because they were all going to separate events.
Girl, Jenna looked like she was going to her shift at motherfucking Banana Republic. And I understand. You know what? Let me watch my mouth. I was going to say something very derogatory. See, that I need to stop drinking that
That's
shit.
That's what we do. Keep going. Go ahead. Say it. Say it. It's safe here.
I know you're a coochie crook. I get it. I know lesbians. I get it. But I know lesbians that can dress the house down. And I know you can dress the house down, Jenna, because I done seen you dress the house down. What the fuck you up in there with your damn Costco Wrangler jeans on and that see-through blouse and that tired-ass coat? Girl,
I think she's trying to get demoted. I don't think she's necessarily trying to get fired, but like...
She doesn't want to come back.
The answer she's been given on the Watch What Happens Live and like her not putting much effort. But then I don't know, because I do feel in like a weird sort of way, she's the only housewife that opened up the most this season. I mean, it's opening up about like her skin condition and like, her mom, well, especially at the reunion too. So I'm like, but Bravo likes that stuff. So I'm like, they're probably just gonna be like, no, bitch, we're bringing you back unless she doesn't want to come like for real. But I could see her being a really good friend of Bryn.
But I feel like Uber had a point, because how are you this badass businesswoman? But then when the show's coming on, you're like, oh, they're mad at me because I flew first class. Girl, like I said about Cy and Aaron, stand in your shit. Be like, girl, I'm not flying in that cheap ass Spirit ass Airlines, bitch. I got money. Now, the real flex would have been if she would have said, you know what? I'm paying for all y'all to come, because I know she could afford it.
She needs to probably watch OC and take a note from Heather, because she got Heather money. Well, no, she don't got Heather money. I think she got a little less, because Heather got money.
Yeah.
But in terms of these new house crop of housewives, Jenna can very much be that. And the girls see her as that. So I don't get why she doesn't lean into... She doesn't have to be, maybe because she thinks that means she has to be mean, but that doesn't mean you have to be mean about it, because I don't think Heather is mean about it. She's very pretentious, but that is her. And I think if Jenna kind of like owns what the girls say she's behind the cameras, like a very dominant person, I feel like that'll come off to the viewers better, even though she is a fan favorite. But that's just because she's Jenna Lyons. I don't know if she just came in as that personality as a different woman. I don't know if she's a fan favorite.
But I also think that the new housewives, they all are really trying hard to be good with the fans. They don't want to rock the boat. I can kind of say the same thing about, I love Garcelle Down, but I can say the same thing about Garcelle and Sutton and Beverly Hills, or Heather on Salt Lake City, Monica in Salt Lake City. Like, a lot of like the newer girls, they really are trying not to like shift the wig too much, because they don't want the Twitter fingers to get on them. But on the flip side of that coin, it's like, girl, this shit has been around for over 15, 16 years. You know what you're signing up for. You better be prepared to battle. Put on your armor. Get up in the mix. And get a little messy. Like, you know, like every housewife, even the most nicest ones, every housewife has had a messy moment. Get in the mess. Get involved. Like, you can't if they say, like, what she said, like, oh, it's drama and I don't like being around it.
You're on the wrong show.
Girl.
Ain't about that life.
Go on Style Network or something like that. Go be on Fashion Police or something like that. I feel like she would be... Jenna Lyons can be good TV, but I feel like this is not the right show for her. I feel like she'll be better on like something about Style or make HGTV or something like that. This ain't her zhush.
This was a notch off her bucket list. Okay.
Yeah.
She did it. She's gonna move on.
Yep. So usually filming starts shortly after the reunions. What would you guys want the cast like? I don't think New York's going away. I definitely think they're coming back with these girls or whatever, but what do you guys think the cast should look like? And or like, do you have like a person in mind from New York?
Well, Jessel, it's so funny because when it started, that episode with the dress, with the lingerie, she pissed me off that episode. I did not like her. I was like, you ungrateful motherfucking bitch. But then and it's so weird because I thought that she was an ungrateful bitch and I did not like Pavitt. But then as time went by, I was like, they're actually my favorites on the show. And I love Pavitt because Pavitt gets in the shit. But like, and
he does it in a way that's not a Joe Gorga way because he doesn't want them. He is very much, Jessel, I'm your partner, I'm your backup, but I'm going to be a little petty too with you because I'm not going to let these bitches talk to you any which way either. And I like that about a house husband when they can like do that subtle thing, but not be one of the housewives like Joe Gorga. Like, I'm like, you don't have to be in the mix, but you can be petty because you're not going to stand by that shit with your wife. And I think Pavin, they have that good like balance with each other because he's petty.
And those pictures that I saw of them at their wedding when he had that beard, I was like, Jessel, okay, I'll take your man. Hey, but put some.
You wanted a popsicle?
Yes. I'll open my legs for a married man, you know.
Legs for any damn man. Okay,
hey, Bryn.
You know, now, the parts of the reunion that I did go up for was, I did go up for when Jessel let them know what time it was. That was the part, but I just was upset that it was towards the end. So I was like, fuck, I hate when they cut off in the middle of a damn argument and then we got to wait for the next week to get the meat and potatoes. And I'm like, girl, you could have gave that to us. But I was like, damn, that's...
Meat and potatoes? There's barely a piece of broccoli on that plate. Are you kidding?
Girl, it's motherfucking lean cuisine, girl. Frozen dinner.
It's banquet. It's what? Say what now?
I said, do you think Erin should have got first seat, or do you think she only got first seat because Jess was first seat?
I think she only got it because Jess was first seat. I honestly, first off, back to the fashion thing. For the past 5 or 6 years, okay, we've seen on reunions there's like a theme and a color palette or something. Okay?
Yeah.
How you have Bryn in a hoe funeral outfit and then jeans over here and then a long gold dress? What are you doing? What is this?
It was just the hodgepodge of what the fuck is going on. Like, it didn't look like they were all going to different things.
Uba's dress was gorgeous, but that braid, thin and trashy. Horrible.
That braid needed some more
Don't
bundles
no
up in it.
From the mall kiosk. That Bryn's hairstylist must have done that shit.
I can't.
I will say every episode, Bryn find a different sister to do that hair. Because she's from Wyoming. She don't know what she's doing.
every time I look at Bryn, I was like, oh my God, it's slutty Mandy Moore. Like, just like the way. Like, I'm like, girl, now I can't judge because, you know, I'm a very sexual, horny person too, so I get it. But there's also a time and a place. And it's like, girl, you flirting with everybody now, girl. You flirting with husbands. You flirting with the girls in the lesbian club. You trying to make out with Jenna. Like, girl.
It is extremely performative and trying to be cute when it's not cute. It's just.
It's like, if you don't get some damn bedroom candy and keep it moving.
The first couple episodes, I'm like, okay, you're perky. And you're horny. So am I, but I don't talk about it.
Or you can talk about it with those that receive it well, but not with everybody. Like, I don't know. It just comes off a little try hard. And like at the reunion, you know, she's talking about the situation with her family and stuff like that. I was like, okay. And then Aaron, and I know Aaron's trying to get like sympathy, and I get it, like, you know, when family gets sick, okay, that's sad, but like I feel like she was really trying to like use her Dollar General Jennifer Aniston skills to kind of.
Was there a tear?
There was not a tear.
Okay.
I mean, Pasadena Puss must have got some damn clear eyes or something to get some tears when she was crying, but
you know that the method is you take some Vicks Vapor Rub. Mm-hmm. A little bit under your eye, you instantly start tearing up. I've used that to get out of a ticket. I kept it in my glove compartment.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Did it work?
It sure did. Okay, I think I gotta go to the hospital. Yes, it worked. Okay.
Oh, you should have given him your Mimi Foster impression. I have a daughter.
I have a relative. To get sick.
Oh my God. So, wait. What was your final takeaway from the reunion, Rasan?
That I should have just been in the bed.
Same. I was just mad because I really could have been playing Spider-Man.
I poured a glass of wine. I wasted my wine, and that really upsets me. I poured a glass of wine.
Is it really wasting it if you're drinking it, though?
Well, I usually drink it and the entertainment is popping, okay? But buzz is coming. I didn't see nothing. I could have gotten a better buzz watching C-SPAN.
No.
Okay? Andrew's sitting there lying. This show is doing really well.
Yeah, when he said that, I was like...
Hungary.
Is it?
Hungary. What the hell am I talking about?
Like... I would say this. If Dubai entertained me more, we got a problem.
Did it entertain you more?
It did.
Like,
I couldn't. I don't know.
Uber,
I feel like
Uber and Chanel are cousins, right?
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I like Dubai too. I don't know. Maybe because I don't really know the old New York, but I don't even think it's that because it's not even that, because I feel like also these are not the usual type of housewives. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, is Bravo trying to like introduce the new era of housewives, like what the future is going to look like, just a bunch of young bitches in new cities, which can work, but that's definitely like changing what housewives is going to look like.
What it's about to look like is Real Housewives of Chicks Cash. We have a bunch of broke hoes on here.
Broke. Look at the cash, you know.
Exactly. So, I mean, in that light, like, it's okay. But, I mean, comparing it to other franchises, no, this does not hold a candle to them.
No. Absolutely. Here's the thing. There's a way of reality TV when it's organic and when it's forced. I don't want y'all to be forced into making shit up and being fake now. I don't want that. Because I feel like there's too many girls going on these shows and making shit up or bringing fake things or bringing fake businesses and stuff like that. I'm happy that they did not do that. However, I need y'all to step that pussy up. Granted, I don't like Sai, but she was needed. She did make Jessel work. She shook Jessel awake, and that's how we got, it takes a negative to bring a positive. And I feel like that, like,
or maybe honestly, this show was just too young for us
because we're so used to old bitches.
I don't know influencers. I don't know what they're talking about. I don't get it because they're complaining about getting sponsored gifts
And I'm like, bitch, sponsor me. Give me the gift, shit. Okay? I'll never forget.
Send me the gift.
When I went to, this is going back to like 2002 or one. My cousin got me to be a seatbelt on the Kids' Choice Awards. And his dad worked in Fox or something like that. And so they got like the sponsor gift bag. So if you go to those things, you get like a whole big ass bag of shit, right? And when I tell you, that bag had a fucking GameCube, it had tickets to Universal Studios, it had all this shit in that bag. I just got the Universal Studios thing. But I was like, well, shit, if we get this shit for going to things, get these sponsor things, hell yeah, I'm gonna take the sponsor shit. I'll show up to open up a motherfucking quick back car wash if it gets me all that shit. It was, God, this was like Lord of the Rings was out. So like Orlando Bloom and them got slime. Brittany was there with her Juno Lynn. That Spawn Devil Child was on the stage too. Don't get me started on that book, child. That book, ooh. I know you don't like her, Rasana. I know you don't like her.
I knew it was coming at some point.
But that book made me just want to like smash this glass on the table and have the shard jagged edges and pull up on her family, her exes, and her old management team. Because the shit in that book is fucked up. Very fucked up. And
Justin Timberlake can get it twice because not only Britney Spears, but Janet Jackson too. No, Justin Timberlake. That man.
He's a Janet fan. So I know you want to fight him for her.
I will do anything for Janet, Demita, the Joe. You understand me? Okay?
Because Demita Joe, 20YO, Discipline, those albums deserved way more love and bigger tours than what we got because of the damn titty. It's just a titty.
Just a titty. Just and a now titty. Titties are everywhere. Now they're everywhere on TV.
At this point, because that was 2004 with the titty. At this point, it could be people fucking on the Super Bowl stage. Nobody would blink, okay?
Bitch, I watched that damn show where the people choose their lovers by their dicks and the coochies on HBO. It ain't nothing, you know? And it's like, it just makes me so mad that such a, I know I'm going off on a tangent, but whatever. If y'all listen to this, you know we do this. It makes me mad that such an iconic staple of my life, her career got tarnished over, what was it, like only not even 4 seconds of a damn nipple showing?
It was majority of the nipple ring. All I remember is a big ass silver sun. I'm like, I honestly don't even remember like a boob, which obviously back then of anything, especially a black woman, oh my God, Lord forbid she has anything resembling a beautiful woman. So it's like, that is insane. It's insane. And it's
still, had that been Jessica Simpson, they would have been like, okay, we're going to do Deuce of Hazzard 3-2. Okay.
Okay.
You would have finally had a number one album if it was Jessica Simpson.
Girl, all that damn screaming. My ears still hurt from that damn concert. That was 10, 12 years ago.
You shit. Went to her concert?
It was Wango Tango in L.A. Janet Jackson was the headliner. This was 2004.
I would have left after Janet. Right after Janet, I would have left.
Well, Janet was the last one. So I had to sit through.
Oh, damn.
Bitch. So get into this lineup. It was, so Janet Jackson was the headliner. This is right after the titty came out. It was Janet Jackson, Lenny Kravitz, Enrique Iglesias, Jessica Simpson, and this is when Ashley was just starting to come. JoJo was just starting to come. The Black Eyed Peas. Who else? Outkast. It was a big ass show. But like that was the first time I saw Janet Jackson, and she just did like a cute little 20-minute medley. Didn't say a damn thing. Just turned it for 20 minutes. Fireworks and everything like that, and we were done.
You were the only one in that stadium who knew the old songs, okay?
Girl, that was the moment.
Up in there.
That was the moment that I fell in love with her, because that was the first time I saw her live, and it was sickening. But yeah, I fucked Justin Timberlake because you really, and then you done made not one song but two songs dissing her, dissing Britney, and profiting, making all this money and shit like that. And now you want to sit here and be like, oh, I don't want to live in the past. I just want to live in the present and the future with my family. Girl, fuck you. But anyways, this is not a Brittany and Justin podcast, so.
Thank God. God is good.
All the time. Because I know if it was, you would have locked out here real quick. You just said, you know what?
I would have been out.
So let's get on to the good show this week, because I really don't. That was enough to draw out of New York that I could do. I tried. I know you loved it, Gordy, but it just didn't.
I love it. I enjoyed it for what it was, because I don't know, from get go, I love Jessel. So that's the only reason why, because I'm waiting for her to get her lick back. And when she said, "I'm working my way down the line," that was the best part of the whole damn.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'm waiting, because Brynn is right. Like, yes, defend yourself. Tell these bitches, fuck you. If like you don't like me, don't like to say that.
Yeah.
So hopefully part two brings that. If not, then it definitely is a boring ass reunion for sure.
I will say though, watching it on Peacock Uncensored did make it better. So I think I might just have to wait for Monday to watch it uncensored, because I watched it on Sunday with the censor, and I was like, I was knocked the fuck out. And I was sober, too, so. But let's move on to the Beverly Hills. What did y'all think of this episode?
Do you want to do the taglines first?
Oh, girl, let me get these damn taglines out. Hold on.
They're all weak taglines, though. Just
they all bootleg. I know what Sutton's talking about. And...
Oh man, yes. Because I was expecting a little bit something better from any one of them, honestly, but not a single one of them.
They were just busted. Okay, she was like, "It's a blue sky outside, but I've got a horse."
Oh what? Lord!
What?
I'm trying to find them. I just see the video, but I want to start the actual text.
Doesn't the Bravo account on Instagram do the text with it and slides?
Thank you. See, that's why you're here, because my black ass was really just like stumbling through. Okay, come on, Bravo. Oh, Bravo TV. Because I was like, where the fuck is this shit at? Yeah, it just, the taglines just weren't.
Taglining.
They were not.
Okay. You guys watch those 7-minute previews that come out, or you guys wait?
No, I wait, because it's like, okay. It's
if
like,
it's 2 minutes, I might watch. 7 minutes, no.
Yeah, okay.
Seven minutes is like jacking off without coming. I'm not going to do that to myself. I'm going to wait.
I'm a very impatient person. Like, I go on YouTube to watch whatever I was watching. It says, here's a 13-second video. I'm really impatient. I'm like, this is too slow. It's too long. I can't wait that long. 13
yeah.
seconds is a lot. Okay.
So it says, Kyle, it's hard to outrun rumors, but luckily I'm in better shape than ever. Olympic. Mm. But Garcelle,
rumors.
I may act for a living, but I never fall for a bad performance. Okay, Auntie. Pasadena Puss. The best part about losing everything is getting it all back. Are you going to get it all back, though, with them $7 tickets? Are you?
That's more than Denise Richards' feet pictures, I guess.
You worried about Denise's shit?
She's got enough money to buy a number 5 from Del Taco now. Okay? She got it.
Sutton, who needs a knight in shining armor when you have your own horse? Okay, girl. Crystal, I hope the new girl wakes you up, because you were, I forgot you was even there. They say wisdom comes with age, but I'm proving otherwise. So are you saying that you're dumb?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. It didn't really work in her favor.
Like you said, they say wisdom comes with age. You just turned 40, which is a milestone year. So, and you're saying, but I'm proving otherwise. So you're saying that you're dumb. Okay, girl. Dorito Grande, fashion is my language and I speak it fluently.
In a trash bag that said channel.
She also frequents Rent the Runway. Supposedly, allegedly. So,
well, maybe she's getting her shit from Monica.
She's on that website that Louise from Vuitton, Louise from St. Louis was getting them bags from, okay?
That ugly you ass know, purse.
That racist bag.
And an Anne Marie.
Go to jail, okay?
That bag was racist as fuck. That was the most ugliest purse I ever seen. And she gave that shit to Jennifer Hudson with so much glee in her face. I was like, bitch, this is a hate crime. I'm still mad about that purse.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
So, Anne Marie, I may put you to sleep for a living. I hope you don't put me to sleep. But I always keep one eye open. You know, Anne Marie kind of looks like
Tanya.
A hybrid of Tanya and Contessa from Married to Medicine.
Contessa.
She do Wait, like
do you watch Married to Medicine?
I don't. I have watched it here and there, but I know who the girls are.
Oh, bitch. I would say the best episode to watch to start Married to Medicine, you gotta watch the iconic fight on season one. It's like episode 3 or 4 where Toya and Mariah are fighting by the pool.
Absolutely
and then they
not.
Start scrapping.
Absolutely not.
And it just starts off with, that's your mama and that's my mama.
That's my mama.
And then they start brushing. Well, you know, I'm too pretty. And then she's brushing her hair. She's like, don't put your hands on me. Don't put your hands on me. And all of a sudden, she's like, with the pocketbook. And they start fighting. And then Quad's like,
absolutely not. Absolutely not.
And then all you hear is Toya, nah, bitch. Nah, bitch. And they're fighting.
And then then Mariah's ghetto ass mother come and beat her with the purse.
Oh, my God. Do you know, sometimes if I'm ever bored, sometimes I'll go on YouTube and just like look at like random reality show fights just to laugh. And I don't know, my roommate probably thinks I'm crazy as hell because I'd really be sitting in my room at like 7:30 in the morning, just like trying to wake myself up. And I just be busting up laughing. Because he gets home around the time because he's a nurse, he works overnights. And he's like, what the fuck is so funny? And I was like, you wouldn't even understand. But that you gotta watch that fight. That watch fight. That.
You gotta watch Lesbian Relationship too.
Oh my God, when Lisa and Quad get into the fight at the restaurant, she's like, "What's your lesbian relationship, bitch?" And it like pours water in her face, and they just start. It's not a housewife show, but it's iconic.
Isn't Phaedra gonna be on the new season?
Yes, she is, or her lying ass.
Okay, I'll definitely have to start it then, because
yes.
I love her problematic ass.
Oh, Jesus. But back to these women. It starts off with the rumors about Mauricio and Kyle, which at first I thought they were putting it on for the show.
You know who that first voice was? You know who that first voice was talking?
Who was that first voice?
Who lived a floor under me?
Oh, that little thing.
Yeah.
Oh, girl. Did you block her?
I never followed it.
Oh. Some little Bravo Twitter account that I guess like annoys Rasan. It's this little twinkie white boy with silver blonde hair.
He's Asian something.
Oh, I thought he was white.
But he's got this horrible bleach blonde hair. And I thought he was white.
No, but
he has the worst takes. He's just basically, here's the thing. I can understand you disliking somebody on the show. I don't care about that. But just always anti Garcelle all the time, all the time, all the time. And I'm like, damn. Okay, I don't like her that much, but it feels like a little
It's a little suspect. When some of these fans be going in on the black girls too much, I'd be looking at them like, especially when it's like a show and it's only like one black girl on the cast. Floor
under me.
Yeah, I don't like
and
that.
And then it's also really telling. It's really telling with those accounts too, because when seasons like Potomac come out, it's like, oh, we don't watch that one. And why not?
Why not?
And why don't you have opinions on Potomac?
You don't like Maryland? What?
It was very interesting to see what franchises certain people watch, because I'm just like, oh, got it.
Okay,
they'd be the main ones that want Dallas to come back, okay?
Oh. I would say that's the franchise I will never watch.
I told you needed to watch it. We have to be on the same level to suffer through every single franchise.
I'll watch it. I'll be on an edible and I'll watch it. But so back to the Beverly Hills. See, look, this drink had 10 grams up in it. I done drank it all. So the Kyle and Mauricio rumor. And
rumor.
The rumors about their having issues in their marriage. Sorry,
this edible is low key hitting me like right now. Low key. Kind of high key. But okay, keep going.
The rumors about the marriage. And then, like, you know, you add that together with the footage of current times now with him, with his dance partner on Dance with the Stars, and then Kyle hanging out with that Morgan girl with the tattoos, which is very kind of suspect. And then they're talking about the tattoos on her body. And I'm like, you know, that is very suspect that your own husband doesn't know how much tattoos that you have. Like, you see each other naked all the time. You sleep with each other all the time. Like, but honestly, they've been looking kind of checked out for quite some time. And it's kind of giving, we're still trying to stay together until our youngest graduates high school and gets on with her life. And then we're going to just, you know, go.
I don't want to give that heifer any sparkle. Okay. Cause once again, Alison Dubois said the kids are going to get older. Then you're going to be like, I'm over it.
He was right. She was right.
I mean,
do you think it's convenient though that Kyle and Dorit are going to be the same storyline this season, with them both having trouble marriages and finding sympathy in each other?
At least Kyle has money. Dorit and them. Dorit is a U-Haul away from the Motel 6.
Well, Paula Patton.
She'll be at the Days Inn with Paula Jai Parker. Who'd you say?
I said Paula Patton. Paula Jai. Ooh,
I was like, what? Take a
yeah. I don't drink all my shit now.
Where is Robin Thicke?
Oh my gosh. But
I don't know. I think Kyle and Mauricio have been having some issues for a minute, and I think it's time for Kyle to make the storyline, because I just think she always needs someone to not go against, because I mean, it's always been her sisters, or it's been Dorit in kind of a weird way. But now it's like, okay, what else can this bitch do? Because she's been here for hella seasons. And she's like, okay, now it's time to get this fake lesbian, stupid ass tabloids to get really good ratings this season so that I can keep my job. I think she's starting to be in that mentality of housewife.
OGs ain't meant to be here forever.
Exactly.
And it's okay to leave.
And I think she's in that mindset of, how the fuck can I keep staying here? Because she's not no lesbian. Ain't nothing about her giving me alpha.
No.
If she leaves, who would be the OG? Would that be Erica?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, because all the rest of them girls is gone unless they're not gonna ask Brandy back. Adrian's done with it. Vanderpump, well, if Kyle leaves, Vanderpump might come back. I don't think Vanderpump would do it though.
That one account, the Black Disgrace, said that they're gonna bring back Lisa and who else at the same time? Who's the other bitch? They said they're gonna bring back Lisa just for the drama, just to add a little something.
Well, I mean, that would be like the emergency.
Oh, they said they're gonna bring back both Lisa Vanderpump and Rena.
Well, I was laughing when they pulled up Lisa's email. I was like, oh, they really want us to know that the bitch didn't get fired. But All that
show. I could have typed that. I could.
Yeah, all that show was that she sent. She wrote it. She drafted up an email.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that show.
Okay, I got Outlook too, ho.
She probably typed that on her phone and went, you know.
Shit.
So then we got Kyle going on with this shit. Then we got Garcelle having the situation with her sons, the conversation about them feeling like she's not really there. And it's like, I don't know, I'm not a parent, but as a single parent, that shit.
Okay, that's why I'm not a parent. Because you could be walking home.
Like, oh, you gotta say that to me on camera? But on the flip side of that coin, I know you're gonna say I'm being sappy. He calls me Big Bird because he says I'm always the one that finds sappy shit on these Housewives shows.
It does.
I didn't tell you the sappy shit I found in the New York reunion, so I left that out. I wasn't trying to get roasted by y'all.
Go ahead and say it.
No, I mean, I'm like you, Clifton. I will find the stupid sappy shit because especially if I'm sitting watching alone, don't let me watch stuff alone because I'll really be in my feels. But no, for New York, I don't know, when they're talking about their parents,
mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, this is the real shit that like you should have fucking talked about with your friends like, while you're having dinner. Like I want to see all you bitches cry. So like when I saw Jenna and Brynn doing that, I was like, oh, okay. I kind of felt that. But then I was like, no, I'm not going to mention that because I'm about to get roasted by one of you two.
You ain't finna so get roasted by me. Rasan's not that evil. It's the friend. He's not that evil. He's a big old teddy bear. He just plays mean.
I know I am mean, okay? I am mean as hell.
Come on, Erica.
People tell me all the time I'm mean as hell. Because these are people that don't know me. They just think I'm really closed off, which I am, because I don't know you.
And as it should be. I should have known nothing about you. You want me to.
So
then we got Dorito Grande doing this fucking retreat. And I know when I saw that part, I know Rasan is probably sitting on his couch right now, rolling his eyes, saying, God damn it, we're not even 10 minutes in, and we're already on a fucking therapy retreat session.
I'd rather them knock it out now than I have to go to another filler episode later.
True.
I don't have. So, yeah, go ahead.
But
what was the woman's name? Broken Eagle. Broken Eagle. What's her name?
Is it Blue Eagle?
Oh, Eagle Woman. Wasn't it Eagle Woman?
Eagle Woman. There we go. And it was so funny because when they showed the preview and Garcelle was asking if that was her real name, people were saying, oh, she's being anti-Native American. Duh, 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 duh. And I was like, where's the same energy with PK? Because PK just kept going and going and going with it. But even I got to the point, so I was like, sir, you're sounding very white and ignorant right now. Like,
I wrote that.
There's a difference. Go ahead.
I said everyone was wild with their names, honestly, for being 100. It wasn't. Yeah. Was Garcelle. There was multiple people. And it wasn't even like wild in the sense of they're being out of pocket. It was just like, okay, that's their name. But I hate when they do that with, obviously, Garcelle or any of the other Black housewives.
I would have done the same thing because I'm like, that's the name. Okay. And I would have just said, okay. I would have been like, that's the name. Now, okay. Because these names are crazy out here. Can a bitch be skeptical about a name? She didn't say, that sounds crazy, or that's a stupid name. She didn't say none of that.
Nope. Okay. Nice. Yeah, and PK was acting. And you know what I wrote down, too? I found out PK is 56 years old.
What?
Oh.
PK is 56 years old.
I thought he was like on the 70 block.
No. I saw one of the captions when they're deriding him having problems. It says, PK, 56. And I looked it up. He is 56 years old.
How old is Dorit? Like 40-something?
40s. Hey, Siri. How old is Dorit Kimsley?
Derek King is 50.
No, bitch, not Derek King. What the fuck is that?
He's 47.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, when you drink all day and don't drink water, that I guess that's what happens. Because he looks
Like the first plate of mashed potatoes ever made. Okay. What's it, what's that box called? Spud Right? Spud something?
Oh my God, not the box mashed potatoes. That is, that's ghetto. That is ghetto. But, you know, we got all this shit with that damn lady. Of course, Crystal's up in there like, oh, yes, girl, give us nothing. And then Erica shows up.
Cut her out.
Crystal, it's go to the house. It's time to go. You got Disney money, girl. You're fine. Go to the house.
Mufasa, get it.
Erica shows up and everybody's talking about the weight. And then Dorit had me weak when she was saying hormones, girl, more like Ozempic. And I was just like, ooh, are we about to have Erica versus Dorit again this season? Am I going to really have to cheer on Dorito Grande? Because Pasadena Puss doesn't get nothing from me, but.
Can I rewind the tape?
But, okay. I'll rephrase that.
Rewind the tape?
Okay. Yes, I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say, Clifford Charles?
Now, I'm trying
what
to
What was
give,
I going to say?
Because I'm trying to give Erica the benefit of the doubt, and I feel like maybe she might turn herself around this season. But then when I saw the clips of her shading Denise Richards about her OnlyFans, which, you know, I am pro sex work up in this motherfucker. And honestly, I have made some appearances on other people's pages and things like that because I'm grown. I don't like that. Bitch, really? You ain't going to sit. Yes, I have, bitch. I just never sent you the link, though. But,
go ahead and send that link.
I'll send you a link later. But anyways, but like, I don't like people try to talk down on people like that. It's like, bitch, yeah, she's making money on her feet and on her titties while she's sleeping, whereas you can't even fill out a damn cafeteria hall for people to come see you sing Madonna horribly. Because I saw
even
that
Madonna bit singing is something. So. To be saying that she's singing Madonna horribly when the creator wasn't even that great? Ooh.
Girl, you finna get the strap.
By who?
That's true. And see, and that's why I thought with you, because you said what you said, you stand 10 toes deep in it. Because it ain't changing over there.
Okay, and if they're gonna drag me, I'm gonna drag me. I'm gonna, you know, that's the catalyst of these fights. You string the hair, string the wig.
Yeah.
There you go.
But like, it's just, I don't know. She just brought me wrong with that shit. And then the little fake ass tears when she was like, I just. I know I've been so mean to everybody here. I was going through so much. And I was like, where are the tears? I just saw that one little tear right here.
Did you catch the part where she asked the therapist, how do you have empathy for people? Like, girl, if you ask that, you're too far gone.
Yeah. Because I feel like... And ain't that the bitch from Celebrity Rehab? Of one of them shows... Celebrity Rehab or Marriage. No, I have seen that doctor on some show where like it's
Celebrity Rehab of a show, because I will watch
it. It was with Dr. Drew. But I seen that lady on something with trying to help people get their life together. And I was like, what?
Just HGTV, like HGTV, HGTV, bitch.
But just like on the Black Housewives shows, they all have that same ass therapist to be on every damn black reality show. The same ass therapist.
The one that did nothing for the Braxtons.
That does nothing for the Braxtons. Yes.
Okay.
That I saw that lady with Erica and I was like, here we go. Here we go. And the empathy thing, I was just like, bitch, you're a cold-hearted bitch. It's going to take some time for you to figure out things. But I'm like, girl, you've been on the show what, for
she's
almost
on
10.
The empathy tour because she's trying to fill up that garage to sing, you know, ABBA and shit.
Girl, I'll pay $10 to go see a bitch lip sync at Badlands before I go see her ass. The gag is, I think the cover to get into Badlands is probably more than it is to go see Erika Jayne at the club.
I believe you are correct.
And I hope that $7 comes with a drink. Or, like, at that point, I'll have to snort up to see her.
Snort up.
What I don't do, okay? If I want to see that crazy, I need cocaine, okay? I've never done that. But to see her, I'd have to be all blacked out, all toe up.
I wonder if she has shows during BravoCon, because if she's not, she's dumb, because that's the time you're going to get the biggest turnout.
Like to go to BravoCon, but them tickets cost you more than Beyonce and WrestleMania combined. No, I'm good. I will watch it on the Peacock.
I'm going to go see Erica at BravoCon or the three hoes from Wisconsin, okay? Three blonde bitches named Bridget.
All Bridget spelled
different. One with an I, one with two T's, and one with a U and an S.
But back to the Garcelle thing. See what happens when I get to drinking. It was sad.
That's drinking, you drink smoking.
It was sad, but it was refreshing to see her not like be like the typical black mom, be like, "What did you say, boy?" Like, you know, like it was nice to see her like receive it and apologize.
As soon as Tony turned off that camera, as soon as Michael turned off that camera, okay, guess what? You little motherfucker, say that shit again.
Don't you embarrass her in front of these white people.
I'm trying to have a status on this goddamn show. I just bought a Birkin last year, bitch. Okay? I get why Erica cussed your little ungrateful ass out.
Oh, my God. And Sutton. Yeah. Now, Miss Sutton, girl, you really already digging in the mess when she was talking about, well, when PK got arrested, there was allegedly another lady in the car. And I was like, girl, there wasn't no lady in the car. Because TMZ would have told us that shit. And I see what she's trying to do.
I hate that Sutton is so bold in her confessionals and never in a group setting. I would enjoy Sutton if she was bold in a group setting as she is in her confessionals. And I know every housewife is like that, but I feel like Sutton is the worst. Like, I don't know if she just gets scared in group settings because the way that Erica talked to her, no. And you sitting way too close to me to be talking to me like that if I was
Sutton. Oh, listen. We said this on our episodes back when that was airing. I said Erica wouldn't say shit like that. If that was Kenya Moore or motherfucking Candace or Giselle or Robin or any sister, Giselle, she wouldn't be talking like that.
Giselle's going to do an Evelyn, just throw a drink or do nothing. Okay. Kenya, she's just going to point at you. I'm really, her ratings are low with me.
Let me rephrase that. She
Monique,
would have said that
shit. Monique would have let Erica know.
Yeah.
Even Tamara would have let Erica know.
Yeah.
Like, that's the reason why I can't truly get behind Sutton, because there's no other reason, because I think she has funny one-liners and she's like cute.
Because she's Southern.
Exactly. But if she just like leaned into like defending herself, I feel like she can elevate her status on Beverly Hills.
In South Carolina or Georgia or wherever I'm from, it's Southern. We don't do that. Southern comfort.
Well, it's just like what I was saying earlier, as these girls, they be playing up to the fans and they be too scared to get their hands dirty because they want to keep the fans liking them, but they're doing themselves a disservice because it's like, girl, I feel like a lot more people would like you more if you stood 10 toes deep in your shit. Stay with you, me with your chest. Stay to these bitches' faces. Rock the boat. Shake the table.
Mm-hmm. And Garcelle needs to stop defending her so much. Garcelle, stop fighting herself.
Yeah. Stop.
Let's cut it out.
So Crystal gave us nothing. Dorito.
I think that might be because she doesn't really have a friend. She doesn't have another friend on the show.
And I think the new girl's about to be going up against her when she gets on there.
The previews are hyping Crystal.
MAGA 2003.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The new girl, the new black girl, supposedly a Trumpy. You said the girl, drink your juice, Shelby. The oh, new girl. Really? Please. The new girl's name? Trumpy.
What's her name?
Amory.
You got lucky.
I know I did.
I could have sworn you would have said Annabelle or some shit and fuck it up.
Also, my phone was sitting right here, so I was like, I kind of looked over there. I was like, what's her name? Oh.
You are so raggedy.
I almost sit up and said anime.
Oh, they're gonna tell that I'm high now.
But so like that cover everyone on the show. Oh, but Kyle and this whole like you're mad at Dorit and Sutton, and it's always your sister's fault, but there's never any accountability for did you have something to do with your sisters being mad at you. It's always them.
Okay. Look in the mirror, Heifer. I'm sorry, Heifita. You're skinny now. Okay. Look at the damn mirror. Because you know what? You're full of shit. You always blame, you deflect on everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, Kim's a drunk, but Kathy said the same damn thing about you. Okay.
Not just that though, but like you're mad at Sutton and Dorit, but it was Erica and Lisa that kept bringing it up and stirring the spoon the last season. Lisa gone, but I feel like Kyle is scared of Erica.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know the way how Erica was with Sutton. Or what? Or Emma Crystal, cite it. I don't think that I wanted that smoke. But it's just, it's this really bad directed anger that whole scene with the ladies bumping the drums. I was looking at my TV like, girl, you.
I thought, because I wasn't really paying attention at the beginning because the retreat kind of lost me and I was like, ah, bitches. And they started with the drums. I thought it was one of them adopt this dog before they kill that shit video with Sarah McLachlan, okay? In the arms of the angel.
Oh my gosh. But like I saw on Twitter, a lot of people were complaining. They said that it didn't feel like a premiere episode. They said it felt like the episode after a cast trip before the finale. And I was like, okay, you know, fans are never satisfied about things. And granted, yes, I said the reunion for New York was boring as shit. But I was way more entertained with this episode than I was with the New York episode.
I thought the bar was going to be higher, but the bar was low this week. Okay.
Yeah.
And to be crazy, and I don't go up for this show, but mm-hmm. I feel like Utah would have come with it if it came on this week.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Utah would have came up with something. Okay. Meredith slurring, Whitney whining, and Lisa lying, and Angie being nothing. And then.
And he got married. Don't even want to be with nobody. And then you got Miss Monica about to go knuck if you buck with her mama. Like
her mama's a trick ass bitch.
Mama's a fucking bitch.
I'll say it again.
Go ahead, baby.
I love when you do the drag queen talk. Go ahead, baby.
If I'm high or drunk, everybody's baby, honey, and girl. That's like I don't care if I'm fucking you or what. I'm still gonna call you baby or girl. Like it just comes out of my mouth.
A lot of things come in your mouth too, but ooh. So we. what were they talking about?
You're talking about Monica's mama.
Snow bunnies.
Oh, okay. Yes, when it comes to mothers, you know what? As when you're of a certain age, you know, even though you obviously respect your parents, but I'm not going to settle being taught too crazy. Okay? And I'm not too young to tell you, why don't you shut over there and shut the hell up? Okay? Drink that Chablis. Because I'm dealing with this bullshit over here, falling down this bitch's stairs that weren't even installed properly. Okay? And I got to deal with your bitch ass too.
I think that happened because she posted pictures of her legs and posted her in the hospital and shit like that. So I think that shit did happen. But I noticed it wasn't on the episode. So maybe they might address it next week or what? I'm curious to see. But then Lisa was talking about how Monica was allegedly throwing chairs and shoes at the party. And I'm like, you think that production left all that out?
I mean, what exactly? Because Angie was pretty much mild-mannered, even though she has a slick-ass, bitch-ass mouth. Mm-hmm. Okay, what exactly led to throwing a shoe, Mama Joyce? I don't think it was going to be that. I don't believe it was that hype. I don't believe it.
No, I believe the falling down thing, because ain't nobody going to sit there and bruise their legs up like that unless you're really trying to create something. But I don't believe her throwing no chairs in somebody's house.
Yeah, no.
Angie could have been on the Annie Wilkes from Misery. Remember that? Busted his legs in.
Okay. Come on, Kathy Bates.
You want to watch that Angie shit tonight. That,
Angie would say that's a Greek tradition of mating right there. Busting your leg in.
not coming from Miss Angie. Okay.
And then we can go.
I have more to say.
Oh no. Okay, let me get you some more to say. Because I got nowhere to be tonight.
Did you watch the Watch What Happens Live last night?
Yes, I did. And I feel like
Theodora was on that shit.
And Andrew was annoyed with her. I could tell just by looking at his face. He was like, why is this bitch here? He looked so over her.
Teddy don't belong on no show. Even on Celebrity Big Brother.
I've been over her, under, adjacent, next state over, down the street, on the freeway to her. Okay? I don't need it. I'll listen to your horrible ass, insufferable ass on your little podcast, because, you know, Tamara actually gets some points for sounding somewhat reasonable somewhere. But I probably pleaded with your ass to be on that show tonight, last night. Okay. Because Kyle knew that she would be boring, because she has nothing really to say except, you know.
Well, when they asked about the pictures being deleted off of Instagram after she saw him walking with his dance partner, and she admitted that right then. I was like, okay, at least you're standing firm in your shit. You're admitting that. This lesbian thing, I don't know what to believe, because, like, why are you getting tattoos of this lady's name on your body? Somebody eating coochie.
Somebody's sucking the meat out of them titties.
Somebody doing something. Now,
Teddy Graham, that beef stroganoff, okay?
Teddy Graham's and
beef stroganoff, did you see that Danielle's following me? I didn't know that. I'm serious. I'm serious. Because she's a beef stroganoff pussy. You saw it. She has them egg noodles hanging out.
Her coochie look like this.
Bye.
Like,
her coochie look like that crackhead on the corner, okay?
Her coochie look like...
like what?
What she look like on the Magic School Bus when they dubbed her over it, and they're in the thing, and it's like, girl, it's a booty hole. And then she's like, not a haul, Keisha, a vow. That's what her coochie looked like.
Her coochie looked like them big brain ass, big head ass aliens on Mars Attacks, okay?
I'm so irritated.
Last thing I'm going to say about her coochie is her coochie, like I said, feed me, Seymour. like the piranha plants on Mario Brothers, but disturbing. Okay, I was disturbed that you sent me that picture. First of all,
you asked to see it.
I didn't think it was gonna be that bad. I've seen plenty of.
What did you think it was gonna be? I said I saw her clip from the little porno. What do you think it was gonna be? Her on the making it knitting something. What do you think it was gonna be?
Some like Red Shoe Diaries, you know, glossy. You know how Red Shoe Diaries
would have been. Red Shoe Diary.
It wouldn't even show you the lips. It would just show you, like, you know, the bush, whatever, like that. And they'll be like, no.
She is not red. She's gangbang in Tokyo, part 17. Okay. That's the kind of bitch she is.
Well, I like a gangbang, but you know, hey, work. Gordy is like, what did I sign myself up for? This is so gross.
I love it. I'm here for it.
No, what else did you have to say about the Watch What Happens Live?
I feel like everything that Theodora said, Teddy said, was cringeworthy. It seemed like she just wanted to get a moment. It seemed like she might have been scraping to get a friend up at least, or at least to, you know, park these bitches' cars. Okay? Something. But, when she said, he asked her something about Sutton, and she said, oh, because Sutton was talking about PK with some bitch in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked her, do you believe that, you know, Sutton was, and she's like, well, Sutton has a whole flask of, or bottle of vodka in her purse all the time, so what does she know? And I'm like, you know what? That's, first of all, it's a raggedy accusation. It's lazy.
Yeah.
Something good. Okay. Anybody could be a drunk. It's LA. We're supposed to be a drunk. You kidding?
So, hello, shit in the door.
Exactly. Okay. Orange County. It's a lazy accusation. And even if she is a drunk, I would be a drunk every day. I have to deal with them bitches. Every last one of them.
Yeah, you don't have to drive nowhere. They got the drivers for you, so you might as well be fucked up.
You're going to be in that black Escalade somewhere.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
That 1997 Escalade is going to take you there. Take you there. That was about it for the Watch What Happens Live. It was raggedy.
Did you have any other thoughts this week, Gordy?
On the Watch What Happens Live, no. But I'm excited for the upcoming two franchises, Potomac and Miami. I think that's going to give content to talk about for sure, because
yes,
I feel like Beverly Hills didn't drag this season.
You think so?
Kind of. I don't know. They're kind of hyping up the Crystal moments, but I think those are kind of like one-off scenarios. But other than that, I'm like, there's not really much.
That first episode, I ain't got nothing.
Exactly.
Because Crystal, I didn't even see her.
I don't care about seeing about Kyle and Marisa talk to their daughters. The whole world knows it. We've been know it. Like, it's done and over with. That storyline should have came out sooner than. I don't know. I'm not looking forward to much this season, honestly. But I'm going to still watch because I want to see the shit show that Erica is going to be this season too.
And I want to see Camille shake that table.
I want this season to prove logic right, as in I don't want to prove them bitches right on Twitter saying, oh, this is gonna be trash because Lisa Rinna's not there. I want it to be off the chain just because that bitch ain't there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if it's not good, it's not because Lisa's not there, because she's where she's at and we're gonna keep her there.
Yeah. Go on and play on Horror Story with your fake storyline. Okay, girl. I'm excited for Potomac. I'm excited to see what mess Kern and them going to bring to us. Miami, I'm excited to see what happens there. I want to know, why is Alexia upset with Lisa all of a sudden? And also, What made Kiki pop off like that on that boat? Because Kiki was so calm, and I was like, oh, she can get nothing if you buck. Okay. Like, I'm excited to see what happens on there and where we go from the last season. It's going to suck to see Gertie go through the cancer, but this she just said that she's good now, right?
That's what I saw.
Okay, good. So at least it has a happy ending, because I don't want to see somebody suffering if they don't have a happy ending. It's too much to see. You know, I watch this to see fuckery and bullshit. I don't want to see someone struggling that they're not going to be able to get over it. What were you going to say, Gordy?
I said I'm excited about Miami because I feel like they have the strongest friend of cast. Because I feel like one of these women deserve, Mai Tai, or what's their...
Mojito?
It's a mojito.
I feel like they could have easily 8 housewives. I don't feel like any of those should be friends.
Get Adriana her drink. And
yes.
I was going to say Miriam. What's her name?
Marisol.
Marisol. Marisol. Okay, you add an extra.
My girl.
Marisol can stay drinking on the curb, okay? Like Robin. Okay? Give Adriana the drink.
Well, honestly, I feel like Julia and Adriana should switch. I feel like Julia should be a friend and Adriana should have the mojito.
At this point, yep.
Yeah.
I've got a closing question for y'all.
Okay.
Okay, so we're doing a jumbo-ass girls trip. I want name 2 bitches from each franchise, current or former, that have not been on before that you would see, like, for a cast.
Okay, so I want my shit to be messy. I want the bitch that crashed the White House, Mikaeli.
Mikhail Salahi.
I want her. So I'm only going to get 1 from D.C., and then I want the bitch from, I'm just really thinking really chaotic right now. I want the bitch from Dallas with the mama that looks like Tammy Faye.
Deandra?
I want her. I want Mary M. Cosby. I want Mary M. Cosby. I want Marlo Hampton. I'm not picking 2 from every city. I'm just going to do 1. And then I want, how can I make this more chaotic? The Grand Dame. Because I have to have some type of, like, level in it. I want the Grand Dame. And then from New York, do I want new New York or do I want old New York?
You can mix them bitches up.
You know what? I want Sonya Morgan. That's 6. And then Jersey. Do I have to get somebody from Jersey? Throw Margaret up in that motherfucker. Or no.
I really thought you were gonna say
Jennifer Dolores, Aiden. Too. Jennifer Aiden.
Okay.
So now I got too many crazy bitches on this. I gotta find some level-headed bitches. If we're doing, we already picked Mary from Salt Lake. Beverly Hills, and it could be anybody.
Yes.
You know what? We haven't heard from this lady in a while. Throw Adrian up in there.
The Maloof.
And then from
Infotown.
Orange County, Back to the Chaos, Noella. And then from Miami, we can throw in Adriana. That's a really chaotic trip, full of drunken personalities and messiness and a couple level-headed bitches, though. But just, I like it just messy.
Go ahead,
right.
Gordon.
Let's
G.
see. Okay. So for New Jersey, I would agree, Jennifer Aiden. But I'd also bring Jacqueline too, because I feel like her is, I feel like Jennifer is the new age Jacqueline. I feel like they're kind of the same, similar. Mm-hmm. For OC, just to be problematic, I would do Bronwyn.
Oh,
throw
her on a girls trip because it's gonna be a mess. I think her and Gina together would be a good pair, even though I think Gina's boring as shit and she needs to be demoted. Just send her on a girls trip. Let's see what she does. Ooh, for Atlanta, send Drew and Courtney just for the shit of it.
Ooh. Ooh.
Goodness. I like it.
And then for Beverly Hills, I think Camille and Kyle. I think that'd be, Kyle's already been on a girls trip. I would keep Camille.
Theodore.
No, I do not want to see Teddy on my screen. No.
Nope.
I understand that.
Potomac, Mia, absolutely for sure. But who? I don't know if I want to send her with someone current or from the past.
Haiti.
I don't know, but Mia for sure. Mia, absolutely. Send her on girls trip because give her
crazier. Ooh.
Give her alcohol and very limited laws. Give her Asian country where she can go act up. She will thrive on a girls trip. And then I think for New York, it would have to just be Brennan, Jessel, because anything else is just boring. And I don't really know much from the old ones besides what I've seen on girls trip.
Okay.
And then, was that all? Did I get all the cities?
Did you say Jersey?
Did you get anybody from Miami?
Oh, Miami. No, no, no.
Miami.
Adriana, absolutely. Send her on a girls trip, please. And then just to kind of balance it out a little bit, I would send Dr. Nicole or Dr. Natalie, whatever her name is.
Nicole, so, yeah.
Yeah, Nicole.
Natalie Land.
Nicole.
Is it Nicole? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
She's brunette this season. She's not a blonde anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, interesting. Let's see if that adds something to her, because I don't know. She doesn't give it for me.
Doree told her buy a bottle of Revlon, okay? So my cast, my girls trip, is going to be weird. So for DC, I'm going to bring on Linda Erkalishian.
Okay.
Good old AARP. Potomac. It's going to be Charisse and Monique.
Ooh.
All right. Texas, Dallas, Texas. I'm going to have a racist one, Brandy Blackman.
Okay.
How you be racist? Her name is Blackman or whatever her name is. Utah is going to be I don't like any of these, but Sarah Paulson, Angie something, H or K or P.
Angie H. Z. She wasn't a wife, she was just a friend of.
Shit. Okay, then who's been on this? I don't want to say this bitch. I don't like her. Lisa Barlow.
God,
oh, damn it. And Jenny. I want her ass to get toe up. Okay, I want all the black bitches to let her know, because these ain't her token black bitches down the street.
Then who are you bringing from Atlanta then?
Oh,
from Atlanta, Georgia, I'm going to have on Sheree.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be Shamia,
but she's not. What? No, Shamia is Portia's friend. You're thinking about the bitch from Black.
What's her name? It's not Shamia.
Shamia is Portia's friend.
Oh, Shamia. Oh, I can't.
Shamari. Laundromat girl. That's Nivea.
No, I'm just saying, because to me it's laundromat. Okay, she's laundromat. Okay. She's a Tide Pod bitch. Shamari, that's what I meant to say.
Yes, okay. Shamari.
Who else we got? Orange County is going to be Lynn Curtin.
Oh, and with the eviction notice.
Eviction Lynn, okay. Unlawful detainer Lynn. And Emily Simpson. Okay.
Something to do.
Oh. But you know what though, Emily? I feel like Emily on a girls' trip with all that alcohol, she would turn up. You know what's so funny though? Now that I think about it though, if they really wanted to be messy and have a girls' trip, have like 8 girls, but then be the people that they have beef with on their shows, and bring them on together, and just create just a pot of mess.
Didn't they try to do that with season 3? Oh well, no, because I guess Alexia and Marisol went. Never mind.
Yeah.
I hope the next girls trip, if it ever comes out,
girl,
whichever one they have after that, there is an actual theme, because I enjoyed the X-Wives Club.
Well, speaking of that, we forgot to mention that Marco, the little waiter, is suing for sexual assault from Phaedra and Brandy. And now here's the thing, like, I watched the clip and I saw it, and like, I don't know how to, like, you know, it didn't give that to me. But then also, too, you can't be grabbing up on folks and taking their shirts off and things like that, because they play Chippendales. And, but he didn't seem very, like, you know, what I didn't get, like, no, stop. But then, like, I don't know. Like, it's...
When you sexual... worked in a champagne room, did you let people touch you?
You mean when I was a go-go dancer at Badlands and I was about 40 pounds lighter? I did not like, you know what's worse? The gay boys were not the worst ones. It was the bachelorette parties. I still have a bruise on my leg when this bitch bit my leg. And I almost Sparta kicked her in the face. Yes, girl, she bit my leg. When she tipped me $100 bill on my jock strap, and she bit my leg, and I almost kicked her in the face.
Did you get a test?
I did. I'm good. This was like over. This was like over 10 years ago. Yeah, girl. She's been working the nightlife for way too long. But
oh,
what
community?
You keep shading me, but it's okay. It's okay. I love you.
No, I'm talking about you. I thought you were talking about the woman who bit you that she's been working the nightlife.
No, I have been working the nightlife for too long. Yes. That's why I was like, bitch, you call me community? I'm fucking everybody in the club now. No.
You're not community. You're just boulevard. I'm kidding.
I'm La Cienega.
Boulevard here?
The Hacienda, yes. Okay.
Mess.
The Casita. Okay.
Oh, girl. Well, anyways, thank y'all for listening this
Real
week.
Thank you for Skid Row coming soon.
And we're all holding EBT cards.
They all holding a piece of cabbage.
Shut the fuck up. We'll see y'all next week. Thank you for joining us, Gordy. We had an amazing time. Gordy's like, y'all are so ratchet. We're cutting up in front of company, Rasan.
Oh my God.
We love y'all.
Please have me again.
We will. We love y'all. We'll see y'all next week.